Welcome to our discussion of connecting with God. Turn to Parshat Re'eh. There are many suggestions there of how to connect with God. The Parsha is particularly rich in this particular department. One way that people these days are sort of lamenting that we can't connect with God so much is coming to shul. And the Parsha says, L'shichno tidrashu uvata shama, that you should seek out God's Shekhinah, where God rests, and you should go there. The Ramban says it means that people should ask, you know, how do you get to Jerusalem? Where is the temple? How do you go there? And, you know, one day it says in Zechariah, you know, ten people will grab one Jew's coat and say, take me to Jerusalem. So there is a sense of trying to go to the official place that's designated as a place of great divine revelation. And that's something we're a little challenged these days. We gather in outdoor minions and yard minions, and the idea of going to a place, even going to Israel, has become challenging if you don't live there already. This is one way of connecting with God that's challenging these days. But there are many other ways that the Parsha mentions. Matter of fact, there's one pasuk that mentions so many different ways. It says, "Acharei Hashem Elokeichem telechu." You should go after God, to walk with God. What does that mean? It also says, and you should cling to God. Let's think about that. What's the difference between walking with God and clinging to God? Well, walking with God, Rashi tells us that you cling to His ways. You know, in walking in God's ways, the Rambam, for instance, says that the mitzuyim ladlecha b'drachav ha'elu, you need to walk in these ways, b'drachav ha'tovim, in the good ways of God. You should walk in God's ways. And what does it mean? Just as God is merciful, so we should be merciful. Or to cling to His ways is to, just as God does kindnesses for others, we should do kindnesses. So there are two ways in which we can connect with God. One is connecting to the ways of God. Conceptually, personality-wise, to be like God, to be as merciful as God is merciful, to be as kind as God is kind, to try to be kind like God is kind. That's one way of clinging to God. The best way to show you love someone is imitation, right? Is the best flattery. To imitate God, try to imitatio Dei, to try to walk in God's ways, to either do things that God does, or to be like Him. Being like Him is a little more intimate. It's a matter of, in my innermost sense of who I am, I want to be like God. The other is a little more practical, physical. I do things that God does. The verse also says, "Shamarta chukav," we should also keep His commandments. One way of connecting with God, very simply, we may overlook it, we may think it's cliched or so obvious, but we should need to state it, and that is, doing the mitzvot. When we do things that God asks us to do, it's a way of clinging and connecting with God. I know I connect with my deceased father by doing things that he liked to do, saying things that he liked to say. That's part of clinging to someone. Clinging to God means to do the kind of things that He wants you to do, whether it's kindness or the mitzvot in general. As it says in the Parsha, twice, Lasot hayashar b'nei Hashem, ki taseh yashar b'nei Hashem. We want to do what's right in the eyes of God. You know how you're close with God? We do the kind of things that God likes us to do. Not only the mitzvot, but as Ramban explains, and the idea a few weeks back, vasita yashar v'tov b'nei Hashem, doing what's right in the eyes of God, even beyond the letter of the law, to do what you think, what would God want you to do? And what would it be obvious that God would want you to do? Would He want you to help the orphan or not? I mean, of course, what He would want you to do. One way of being close with God is trying to do what you think God would want you to do, that it would be good in God's eyes. But there are other connections we have with God as well, and they're outlined in our parsha. Banimatem Hashem Uruchem, that we are children of God. This is a special connection we have with God because of our Jewish heritage, because we have that special covenant with God. That God asked us to do certain things, we said yes. We said at Mount Sinai, yes, I do. I will be married to You, God. There is a special relationship we have, and that gives us a special connection of children to God. What is our connection? We should feel that it's a connection of being children of God. As the rabbis have pointed out, sometimes we're more like servants of God. That too is a connection, to be a servant of God. But to be a child of God is a special, deeper, more loving kind of a connection we have with God. So we have a number of ways of connecting with God. We wish we could connect by going to that special place, going to Israel, going to Jerusalem, going to the Holy Mount, Temple Mount. We wish we could go to a Beit HaMikdash, a place where we could see palpable miracles of God every single day. That's one way to connect with God. We have this beautiful verse that mentions halachtam b'drachav, walking in God's ways, which is sort of like taking a walk with God in His ways, doing things, going to places and doing types of activities that God might do. The other is clinging to God. It's a little closer. It's about being like God, being just like Him. But that tzibakum, clinging with God, some say, you know, the best we can do is to do similar things. But the ideal clinging is really sort of a mental clinging, that we can sort of imagine ourselves clinging and longing and connecting with God. But we also said that we have to remind ourselves that we can connect God by simply doing His mitzvot, the things that He wants us to do, or even beyond the mitzvot, going beyond the letter of the law, to do things that are right and good in the eyes of God, Yahashar, B'nei Hashem. And ultimately, to remember that we are Banim Atem Hashem Lechem, that ultimately we are children of God, and therefore we have a special kind of connection with Him. He wants to know our every move. What do we eat? What do we do? Are we resting enough? These are things that God, as our parent, is interested in us. L'tov lach, it's all for our own good. He wants us to do things that are, as we said last week's parsha, the week before that, l'tov lach, because it's good for you. That's the kind of connection we have. We have a connection where God's our parent, and he wants things that are good for us. And what's good for us is to do the right thing, to be good people, and then we'll feel better about ourselves. That'll be good for us. So, ways of clinging to God, the parsha is filled with ways of clinging to God, to come lifnei Hashem, to come to that place that God would choose and be in front of God and do those things. It's a way of clinging with God. To come on the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, it's a way of clinging with God. To eat kosher because God is your parent and cares what we eat. Who else cares what you eat? My neighbor doesn't care what I eat. My friend doesn't care what I eat. Only my mother cares what I eat. And God, as our parent in heaven, also cares what we eat. And that's what kosher is all about as well. Clinging to God, so many different ways, ways of connecting to God. Even in these COVID times, you can still connect. Even without a shul, without a place, without even having a chance to go to Israel once in a while, or to live in Israel, we can still connect with God. Open our parsha, we can find many ways to cling to God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elmeth Congregation for our discussion of Parsha Re'eh. Join us for each week for a discussion of the holidays and how-to videos as well. Thank you.